The city's Public Safety Committee backed a city staff recommendation to create a work group to figure out how to regulate ride-sharing companies or transportation networks like Lyft and Uber. Lyft representatives have been in San Antonio off and on, holding up to a dozen meetings with Police Chief William McManus and others. Joseph Opaku is Lyft's government relations manager. He says Lyft is here to add another transportation option, not to replace cabs.
Applying the current ordinances that apply to taxi cabs in San Antonio is like trying to jam the proverbial square peg into the round hole. It just doesn't apply to our operations.
But by all standards, Lyft is operating illegally. McManus issued a cease and desist letter and is still holding Lyft to that. So far, he says at least 10 citations have been issued to the ride-sharing drivers. He says impounding their vehicles is the next step that police will take. Opaku says that the city's Chapter 33 vehicle for hire ordinance does not have the Lyft business model in mind. So why operate before working to change the laws?
Changing the regulations is a lengthy process. So we come in because we believe that there is a legal gap. But we also express our desire to work with San Antonio officials to identify a regulatory path forward.
That legal gap is being noticed big time by the cab industry. Yellow Cab President John Bouillabaisse and dozens of industry workers showed up at the public safety meeting to warn the committee members they are watching.
It must be regulated. It must be regulated.
Opaku says Lyft drivers are insured 16 times more than what's required by law for cab drivers in the city. He says they also go through strict federal background checks and in-person interviews and ride-alongs.
Then and only then will you be allowed to drive on the Lyft platform.
He didn't give any indication that Lyft drivers will stop driving, and right now Lyft, the city, and the cab industry are all trying to figure out how to share the road together. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.